want to tell you guys a story. You like to hear it? Here it go. The weekend before last, I went on a tour with a young man and his girlfriend looking to build his dream home in his dream location. And he's been looking for about a year now. And so what was surprising to me, and I will preface this by saying that the young man looks like he's in his late 20s, mid 30s. His hair was blonde, so I didn't see any gray hairs or nothing like that. But anywho, he's fairly young. He looks to be under the age of 40. While on this tour, it's 6.6 acres. It's been in someone's family for, 200 years, 1800s, and is being sold as part of a trust. And it's underdeveloped, meaning that it has no perk tests. It's not any sewage there yet. There's no public sewage there. So he would have to have a well built for his property if he chose that land to build his house on, which I think he probably put an offer in on because it was exactly what he was looking for. He wanted somewhere that had a lot of land, a lot of nature around it, close to a state park because he's a hiker. Him and his girlfriend, they love to hike and bike. And then also he wanted some kind of natural body of water, whether it's a stream, a creek, whatever. He wanted some kind of body of water on the property that ran through the property in the land that he would own. And where we were, that's exactly what he was looking for. Again, over 6.5 acres of just Mother Earth and her creation and her gift to us as humans. And so while talking to them before we said our goodbyes, he revealed and shared that y'all ain't gonna never believe this shit. And it poses the question that I had for spiritual shit, which is, how much are you willing to sacrifice? I meant to say that earlier. How much are you willing to sacrifice? So this young man shared with me how much he's willing to sacrifice. He has been living in one of his cars for over 7 months, a van to be exact. So it's probably some kind of Scooby-Doo Shaggy type van, something like that, where it had a lot of space in the back. He works in construction. This young man is willing to pay the sacrifice, y'all. And we could all learn a lesson or two or five or 10 from him today. Over 7 freaking months in that van, y'all. And I don't even know if he has any animals. He seemed like he would be the animal type. 7 months. Over 7 months in his van. He didn't blink twice when telling me this story. So I know he wasn't lying. For what happened was, we started talking about the market, the shifts and the changes in the market, and how expensive the rent is. And he said coming out of COVID, he wanted to initially just go ahead and buy his first home. And the price point in which he was looking to buy, and also all of the non-negotiables that he wanted, the body of water, the stream, something, lots of land, and he couldn't find it at his price point, unfortunately, in the county he's looking in. And so he said, you know what, F it. It doesn't make sense for me to spend $2,000 a month plus just on the rent and garbage fees, not even utilities, maybe, depending on where you live, right? And so he said, you know what? I don't even give a damn. You know what? I'm just going to live in my van. Because to him, to spend money and put money into someone else's pocket through renting did not make sense for him. And he was willing to sacrifice to save the money that he needed to not only purchase his land, whether he buy that cash outright or it's a part of the total construction loan for building the house, and save his coins. Can you imagine how much money this young man has saved? And I don't know where he's been parking his van. I didn't get into all of that. And I just had to give the good young man a hand clap because that's incredible. Now, he doesn't have children. He doesn't have a wife. He doesn't have all those extra responsibilities and dependents in his life. And so it was easy for him. And that's what I want to know from you today. What are you willing to sacrifice for that thing that you can't stop thinking about, that goal that you can't stop reaching towards. And I've been there. I've done it. Omar Sr. and I have done it. We've done it a couple of times. We've downsized a couple times when there's a new business he wanted to start. We've rented for a year and a half when starting a new business, and we wanted to invest as much money as we could into that business and downsize our living expenses and sell a house and then move into the apartment. We've had condos or in townhomes. We in a townhome now, like just sacrificing for the greater good of what we're doing right now. And when you do things like that, people think you're crazy because they're like, oh, well, why would you leave that beautiful house you had? Why would you sell it? You were, it's like perfect. And when you try to explain to people that it's for the sacrifice of the business, they get it, but they don't get it. Right. And so that is why you have to tune out the effing noise. And that is why you have to get connected with people, like-minded individuals. Okay. Who are on paths not identical to you, but maybe have been where you are. This is why you can't deal with people who may be in a broke place or a broken place when you yourself are not broken and are on the path to greatness. And that greatness doesn't mean necessarily all the time material things and monetary gains. And it could mean that you're in a place where you're really digging into your healing journey, right? And everybody around you just is comfortable in their dysfunction. And you just find yourself detaching more and more. And so it's not always about when you are trying to gain wealth or build your career and go back to school and such like that. Like, if people aren't doing it for themselves, they're damn sure not going to understand when you're talking about doing it. Just like in the other episode when Sheena and I were talking about, will you pay the price for your purpose, is that episode. And I'll link it down below so that you guys can tap into that if you want when we had that discussion. How much are you willing to sacrifice right now? Are you willing to let go of those people? Are you willing to let go of the broken places? Are you willing to let go of the broken things in your heart and in your mind and in your life, and so that you can elevate from head to toe, inward to outward, in every aspect of your life? How much are you willing to sacrifice for this thing that you want so badly, for this thing that you say that you can't stop thinking about and obsessing over? But when you have a goal, when you have an idea, when you have a vision in your mind about something that you want to attain for yourself as an individual or yourself as a family, you have to be willing to make the sacrifices necessary in order to achieve it. And with that comes elevating your mental, right? And it comes with elevating your emotional well-being and your emotional intelligence. And the time is now, y'all. The time is freaking now. I have done it and I have been there, and it really doesn't suck as much as y'all think. And I think that's the issue that a lot of us have, is that we want to reach the goal. We want to get the achievement, but we are not willing to do the sacrifices necessary to get us there. A lot of people, when they find out that the sacrifice is necessary to get where they want to go and to be where they want to be, they say, no, I'm good. I'll find another way. This can't be the sacrifice that I gotta make to achieve this thing. There has to be another way. There's just gotta be another way. And I'm sitting back looking like, no, this is it. This is what universe is showing you. This is what needs to be done. And so instead of buying the bigger house, the more expensive house, we bought the condo. And guess what happened? We made double the amount than if we had went somewhere that was full market value. And we wouldn't have made a great profit off of it. And so that's what I'm saying. Like, y'all so worried about trying to keep up with the Joneses instead of being the Joneses. When y'all say y'all don't want to make the sacrifice, there are times when that just means I don't want to look crazy to other people. Well, they going to say this and they going to say that. Who gives a F? Because the last time I checked, none of them other effers were helping you paying your bills and putting clothes on your child's back. but you worried about what the next mother effer going to say if you go from living in a 2,000, 3,000 square foot house. If you live in a 4,000 square foot house and you got a new business you want to start and you know you could sell it, update it a little bit, make it real shiny and clean, and maybe you can make 50 grand off of it and move to a different neighborhood, maybe in the same zip code or the zip code next door to yours, still in a good neighborhood or still in a neighborhood that is conducive to your lifestyle, but it's a cheaper house, which will make it so your household living expenses each month is lesser. I've done it. It works. And it works every time. And it never fails. You know how many people I have watched go back and move in with their parent or parents so that they could go to school and to spend the money on school? But y'all don't want to do stuff like that. Y'all don't want to make the sacrifices. And everybody can't do drastic things like that because you have children to care for. And I get it. But I'm telling you the way, but you just have to figure out for yourself, how much are you willing to sacrifice? And to end the spiritual shit segment, I'll say to you, no one is coming to save you, family. You have to get up and get out there and save yourself. Nobody's coming to save you, okay? Nobody. And you can say, oh, well, the Creator is coming to save me. God is coming to save us. Jesus is coming to save you. That's all fine and dandy if that's what you believe in and that's what you put your faith in. But you still have to get up and do what? Do the works. Faith without works is dead, right? Okay, so I need you to get on it and be about your shit, okay? Because nobody coming to save you. And all them people that you're worried about what they'll think about your sacrifices that you're making and they don't understand why you're doing what you're doing, that's on them. Thank you.